Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1. First message.
Hey, where did you go tonight? Gosh, you get your driver's license and now you're just going out all the time. Mom said that you're not even coming back tonight. You're going to stay over at Jake's? Thanks for telling me. I mean, I know I'm just your little sister, but it would be nice to know that you're going somewhere. It would be even better if you actually answered when I rang you. Oh well. I guess I'll just fill up your voicemail so that none of those other girls can reach you tonight. You're so stupid. I can't believe you would go out tonight, of all nights. Because you know Mom and Dad are going to that anniversary party, and they won't even be back until like 3 in the morning. That would have left you and me home alone. The two of us. No adults. We could have done whatever we wanted. And don't even try to play innocent with me, because I know what you want. In fact, I'm thinking about it right now. So while you're over there with your buddies all hanging out and probably like watching porn and wishing you could whack off, just remember that you could have been at home with your little sister. I bet there's a few of your friends that would have taken your place. I've seen the way David looks at me. He pops a boner every time he's over here. He's almost as pervy as you. Isn't it weird how like 16 and 17-year-old guys can't stop checking out your little sister even though I'm only 13? I'm sure you remember how horny you were when you were 13. Well, girls get just as horny, trust me. In fact, right now, I'm laying in Mom and Dad's bed. And in the bottom drawer of Mom's nightstand, I found this little vibrator. God, it feels so good. I hope you pull your phone out and check your voicemail at the most awkward moment imaginable. Because if I know you, you won't be able to hang up. You're going to be trying to hide your heart on while you listen to me. Touching my pussy. Would you like to see a video of me pushing this dildo in my pussy? I can still smell Mom's pussy all over it. Oh, God. And now it's in my little hole. God. Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh. Oh, yeah. I bet your big dick is dripping thinking about me, isn't it? I hope it is. I've seen you spying on me when you don't know I'm looking. I even caught you at the bathroom door the other day with your dick in your hand. I was watching you in the mirror and you were too stupid to fucking notice. Beating off and watching me when I was in the shower. In fact, I wonder how long you've been fantasizing about pushing your cock into my tight little pussy. I'm pretty sure you started before I turned 13. You're such a perv. I remember last year when I caught your girlfriend Karen going down on you. I don't think she was doing all that good a job. You didn't look like you were enjoying it until I walked in the room, and then I just remember her choking and pushing you away because the second you saw me, you exploded in her mouth and she started spitting it out and gagging. Is that what happens when you think of me? Do I make you lose control? Oh, God. I really thought you were going to be here tonight because I was going to make sure that you heard me. I wanted to leave my door open so that you would come and peek in on me while I was playing with myself. And then I was going to catch you at the door. And I was going to tell you to come in. And show me your cock. I was gonna threaten to tell on you if you didn't. And I was gonna make you beat off for me. Oh my god. Oh, my pussy feels so good. It's so wet right now. I think it's funny that you're out with your friends right now and you can't pull your dick out. In fact, oh my god, I think I'm just gonna make you listen to me come. Yourself tonight after everybody's gone to sleep. Just know what you missed. If you were here, if you had just stayed home tonight, I would have let you stick your dick in me. Loser.
End of message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the archives, press 9. Message will be saved for 30 days.